Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I have some good news and bad news. Good news. There's a guy named Steve Elmer at the DNR. He's an expert. He's the Drinking Water and Groundwater Bureau Director, an expert on drinking water and groundwater for the DNR. He has added, and the DNR has added, 6 pesticides to their list of contaminants that can't be discharged in water. 6 pesticides, 12 individual PFAS, which are the forever chemicals, and 4 combined PFAS, forever chemicals, to the list of contaminants. This applies to regulated entities, industry, municipalities, landfills. DNR can take enforcement action if they discharge this into water. There is monitoring according to a certain frequency, and there's public disclosure of results. This is absolutely the right thing to do. It's all good news. Hats off to Steve Elmore. There's one problem. The Republicans have rejected it. Do you remember the lame duck laws back in 2018 when Walker lost? In that November and December, they went in and they passed laws that said, even though Evers won the election, Voss is still the governor on a lot of things. Even though Call won the election for attorney general, Voss is the attorney general, even though he never went to law school for a lot of things. And a Republican Supreme Court said that was fine. In North Carolina, when they tried it, it didn't work. Somehow it worked here. I think it's because they didn't go into federal court, went into state court. However, that requires that all these rules have to be approved by the legislature. They can't be appointed. It would be like in the federal government, the EPA or anything else, somehow the legislature, the Congress, if it were Republican, could overturn everything and Biden couldn't veto it and have it go through anyway. Lame duck. It's crooked. It was a crooked deal. So as a result, there will be 6 pesticides that can be discharged into water by industry. There are 12 individual forever chemicals that can be now discharged, 4 combined forever chemicals. No regulated entity, no industry, no municipality will prevent it from doing it. They can be added to landfills. The DNR can't take enforcement action. They can't monitor even, all because of Robin Voss. Now, the disgusting thing is there's a Republican up in Marinette County who supports Robin Voss and all this. Marinette County is drinking bottled water. You don't want to drink water out of a well in Marinette County. And frankly, Kewaunee County, either for that matter, for different reasons. Those are the CAFOs, the Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations. But you have forever chemicals in Dane County. Did you know that? In Madison, did you know that? In La Crosse. And it's soon to be statewide. It's going to infect animals, deer. Deer don't stop at the border with Ocano County or the border with Lincoln County. You know, deer go wherever they want. And they're contaminated with forever chemicals, you ain't going to eat their venison at some point. Republicans have rejected all this. And the Republicans have proposed a bill, which fortunately is legislation which Evers can veto, which says that municipalities can't sue companies who do it. You could have a guy pouring forever chemicals into a 12-inch pipe, out of a 12-inch pipe into your river in your county, you can't sue him. According to the Republican bill, Evers will veto it. And the idiot, the clown up in Marinette goes, the Republican, well, we'll put $10 million that Biden gave us for COVID relief towards helping Marinette buy bottled water for their people. You know, how do these guys get reelected? Anybody in Marinette listening to this? Anybody in Marinette doesn't want their kids to have to drink bottled water? LaCroix water or something. You know what I mean? And, you know, you can't drink the water. There's only been a few paces where I haven't drunk the water. Russia was one of them. In Moscow, they said you'll die if you drink it, and you probably will unless you're local. And frankly, Mexico, sadly, in Mexico City, you don't want to drink the water. You don't want to drink the water, frankly, in a lot of Asia, a lot of Africa, and a lot of South America. Pretty soon, you're not going to drink the water in Wisconsin because of the Republican Party and their people listening to this, and you know you have people who are friends and family who will vote Republican even as they poison their water. We're going to the line. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
He had a conversation with one of the legislators regarding an issue that they tried pulling forward, and apparently all of the Democrats did, in fact, vote against it. And the issue.
You're breaking up a little bit, Slammer. Do you have it on speaker, or what's going on?
Sorry, man.
Say it again.
I apologize. Yeah. I had a conversation with Elijah Behnke, but via text. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to talk to him about the issue yet, but he had expected that there would be bipartisan support, and he said he was amazed that he didn't get it. But the issue is the liability in the fact that the Republicans are trying to figure out a way to make sure that those manufacturers, Tyco and whoever might actually be applying those PFAS chemicals into the environment, don't suffer any consequences for this. They want to use grant money. And what I said to Elijah was, a grant is not going to mitigate the groundwater contamination. It's going to put money into people's hands. And if it's basically just buying off lawsuits using taxpayer-funded money, that's just insane. So he's certainly going to have to come to an understanding. And the understanding is going to be the reality is the Republicans absolutely don't care about public health. One issue that you brought up that's interesting is, you know damn well, there's going to be this huge rush if somebody like Tom Gallagher or Rebecca Clefish becomes the next governor in the state of Wisconsin to reverse all of those disempowering acts that they put forward to take power away from Tony Evers. They're going to rush that stuff back through so they can get signatures on it. Frankly, they wouldn't need them. They have the majorities.
Yeah, you're right. Now, here's the deal. Let's boil down two things that you said I think are good. One of them is the guy in Marinette who represents it is this guy Behnke, whom you just mentioned. And you've apparently had text conversations, at least with him. And it really gets back to this. Behnke, the guy up in Marinette, is helping to stop Steve Elmore, the expert, from adding 6 pesticides to the list of contaminants. He's working with Voss to stop Steve Elmore, the expert at the DNR, from adding 12 individual forever chemicals and 7 or 4 combined forever chemicals to the list of contaminants. And people in his county are drinking bottled water. And he's going, well, Biden gave us some money. Let's take 10 million of it and buy bottled water. If he gets reelected up there at some point, listen to me, everybody out there who complains about drinking bottled water and can't drink from your wells, you're the problem. You're keeping clowns in there like him and like Voss. Voss represents Mount Pleasant, voted to give $4.5 billion to Foxconn for a fake factory, still defends it. He gets reelected in Mount Pleasant. The sad thing is, under gerrymandering, there's a minority, but a large minority in this state will vote to slit their own throats, who vote to drink bottled water, bankrupt themselves, degraded and servile to an image of a Republican Party that stopped existing 20 years ago. This has got to be stopped. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.